Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Prime Minister is in Berlin this morning, aiming to, as he says, reset our relationship with Europe. He'll meet Olaf Scholz, the German Chancellor, to begin negotiations on a new treaty. Two men will appear in court today after a house fire in Bradford, which left a mother and her three children dead. Mohamed Shabir and Callum Sunderland are each charged with four counts of murder and one of attempted murder. Israel has rescued a hostage from an underground tunnel in Gaza. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari from the Israel Defense Forces gave this update.
Israeli special forces successfully rescued one of our hostages from Hamas captivity in Gaza. Qaid Farhan El-Qadi, who was kidnapped from Israel, has been rescued.
And Oasis fans have until 7 o'clock tonight to register for a ballot to get access to a ticket pre-sale. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Getting away this summer? At Tesco Mobile, join the 1.4 million customers who roamed with no fees in the EU last year. Save a massive £306 on the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6, with 6 gigs of data for just £39.99 a month with club card prices. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
Ends 8th of September. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. See tescomobile.com/terms. No EU roaming fees until 2025. See tescomobile.com/home.
Coming up, the Business Mix Show.
1 minute you've got the gymnastics on. Off she goes. Into flippy one. Another flippy. Followed by a flippy twisty. And the next. Flip, flip, hooray. You're a millionaire. Lotto. Will you be next? Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you all, our lovely listeners. Welcome to The Business Mix. My name is Chrissy.
And I'm Rachel. And as always, welcome to The Business Mix Show on Colourful, which is your kind of your weekly digest look. What can I say? Your weekly kind of overview of all things black business in UK, where we give a little, we have great guests every week, great topics, and this week is no exception, I have to say. Correct?
Yes, absolutely no exception. And I think we're going to have to start going global. I think we're at that point in our life, Rachel. We're UK for now, but we're going global, trust me. We're going global. But anyway, yes, we've got a thing going on. We've got family. Last week we had family, and this week we've got another member of our family, our Business Mix family. So who have we got on our show today, Rachel?
So this week, I want to say it's a bit of a throwback, but it is a throwback, but it's not a throwback. We've had somebody else from this business on our show previously, but we've got a new addition to the family, let's say that then. So today, I'm really happy to welcome Courtney Ismail, one of the co-founders of Jammy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you for just kind of bearing with us as we took our time interview going, but we are here. For those who may not know, I think most people who know about black business in the UK have heard.
Yes. Yes.
Even if they might not know exactly what Jammy stands for, but please introduce yourselves and the role and the work of Jammy. Let people know who you are and what you do.
Yeah, sure. So my name's Courtney. I'm the co-founder of Jammy, which is a discount card, an online marketplace, and just a general discovery platform for Black-owned businesses. So we started way back in 2016. Celebrated our 8th birthday last week, actually. And it kind of, we must have started as just a discount card, as just a way to incentivize people to go off the beaten track and discover Black-owned businesses. Because I don't know if you remember back then, but it was very hard to find Black-owned businesses. Especially in the wake of the first Black Lives Matter movement, there was much more of a push to support and empower the Black community, which is how the idea of the discount card as an incentive came up. And just kind of over the years, we've evolved into a marketplace, and also kind of like, I guess I'll say like a plug for opportunities for Black-owned businesses as well. We've grown a network of businesses who are doing incredible things, and we're just grateful to be able to connect them with sales, marketing, PR opportunities, like real growth opportunities for them. So nowadays, it's kind of hard to say what we do in like 30 seconds. I hope I've done a good job.
You did very well. And we've loved to see the evolution. Yeah. So I remember you started out as a discount card. Now you're growing, you're everywhere. Yeah, it's been really a privilege to kind of see that growth. Excellent. I think everyone's kind of really, you feel proud, like, that business, like, look what they're doing, look where they've gone, like, and it's just the beginning still. Because when did you start? It's not even been 10 years, has it?
No, it's just 8 years. Yeah. So we launched in 2016. I think I was saying this a lot, because we celebrated our 8th birthday last year. It doesn't even feel like it. There's been so many eras of the business. Like you said, you interviewed Carly and my sister in 2019. Feels like a lifetime ago. Anything before the pandemic is a lifetime ago, to be honest. So half of it feels like I can't believe we're not 10 already, because we've managed to achieve so much and there've been so many eras of Jammy. But on the other hand, there's just so much more to do. Like, we've barely gotten started. We've barely cracked the surface of what's possible within the community. So there's way more to do.
Yeah, definitely.
So you said 2016. I'm going off the beaten track a bit, but have you had like a really something that stands out in your journey, your Jammy journey, that you're really proud of?
I would say back in 2021, I think we got our very first outdoor advertising campaign, basically. So I'm based in Northwest London. I'm in Harrow. We managed to get a giant digital ad on like the North Circular. So we drove up to Stonebridge and we saw it on the other side of the road. And that was it was a huge, huge moment for us. It was the run up to Christmas. And we were I think the campaign was about getting people to shop Black for Christmas on Jammy, and just spotting it bright orange, gigantic. That was an insane moment for us. Nothing that we'd ever been able to do like on that scale before. We were really, really proud of that.
Speaking of billboards, I'm going to let you take the floor again and tell us about another amazing kind of achievement that you've had with billboards literally this month.
Yeah, I mean, this has been in the works since January this year. Basically, we decided we wanted to do something more momentous this year. We've managed to kind of achieve a lot over the past few years that we're very proud of, but we wanted to kind of go bigger this year. Celebrate how we've, you know, been around for 8 years, just kind of celebrate us, draw attention to what we've been doing and what we are here to do, to celebrate the community and the culture. So we've just launched a billboard on the Notting Hill Carnival route, which again, bright orange at the top of Ladbroke Grove, right next to the Sainsbury's, if you know it. I went down there today just kind of to check it's okay. Like, I'm like, it's there for a whole month. I'm just trying to see it. You know what I'm saying? Just making sure it's okay. We unveiled that at our 8th birthday last week, and just phenomenal moment. We've got so many pictures, so many people with the billboard as well. I can't even explain how proud I was to see it after all the work we put into it. How relieved. Wow. just to kind of see it and be like, oh, this has gone off without hitch. It's gone well. Yeah, an incredible one. We both, my sister and I, love carnival. We're going to do some kind of activation. We'd like to do something down there on Sunday as well. Sunday and Monday, we'll be there, kind of like giving out free stuff, most likely, just to celebrate the billboard. So really happy to have it there.
Love it. Love it. Well, again, well done. Congratulations. Another win. Another tick.
Yes. Thank you. Bucket list tick.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's what it is. Love the bucket list.
Definitely. So, I would like you to tell us more about your partnership with Lloyds Bank. If people haven't seen or don't know, you guys, you know, I, for some reason, when I see Lloyds Bank, I see you guys now. And a lot of your, you know, promotions and things have been around with Lloyds Bank and Lloyds Bank's supporting Jammy. So can you tell us about the partnership and what you've been doing and how that partnership came about?
Yeah, so this year in May, we launched a masterclass series called Geared for Growth, and that's in partnership with Lloyds Bank. And basically, the idea behind it is based on their own research, some of our own research as well, and just and studies by in the industry in general, looking into like kind of the access to resources, to network, to finance that Black-owned businesses have. The results are, unfortunately, that Black-owned businesses are, through no fault of their own, falling behind other ethnic groups, essentially. So what this masterclass series aims to do is basically to bridge the gap between specific subject areas. So there's 7 monthly masterclasses, 7 different subject areas. Yes, basically equip Black business owners with the knowledge they need to thrive, not just survive, but thrive in these kind of uneasy times, especially for small businesses. And just take themselves to the next level.
Yeah.
So we're almost halfway through now. Honestly, we launched in May, and I said yesterday, I can't believe that we're not halfway through yet, because it feels like we've been doing it for 4 months. But we've done 3 already, which is branding, retail, and international trade. And we've got 4 coming up. One is on Wednesday, the 28th. Which is all about operations. And then we've got a finance one, a PR one, and a digital marketing one, which takes us almost till the end of the year.
Yeah.
We want to make them as accessible as possible. And so they're all free to attend. You can attend them live, or you can watch back the recordings afterwards.
So they're all there online as well. We'll give you the website details if you don't already have it. But I would say go on and see the ones that have already taken place, because they're just like literally a wealth of kind of nuggets of gold and resources that are available. So take an advantage. Definitely.
And as Rachel said, there's nothing better than, like, Rachel has to drag me out quite a bit, and she did say we're going, so I went. And there's actually nothing better than actually networking with some people. And we met some people, we had fun writing on the wall, telling people what we do. So yeah, if you can, go in person, but if not, the playbacks are definitely available for you.
Yeah, and I have to say that the hospitality, you know, we were greeted with like glass with drinks, refreshments. Yes. There was nibbles. There was, it was places, you know, take your pictures. There's like the banners. And it was great. And he said, yeah, we could graffiti on walls and not put in trouble.
Loved it.
It was amazing.
It had to be like, if you come into our house, you have to be well fed. And you have to learn a lot. I think that's what me and Carly find very important, to be able to impart value, extra added value for people, kind of for as low cost as possible. So yeah, what you attended was Success on the Shelves, which was our a networking night basically, and it was all about getting into retail. So we had a panel talk with I think 2 founders and 2 industry experts basically. Yes. and a wonderful moderator too, basically kind of digging deep into, you know, what you might not know that you didn't know about retail, where to start, what to expect, how, you know, once you're in, it doesn't necessarily mean it's plain sailing. I think we've gathered feedback from that panel, and it's been really positive. People learned so much that they didn't know. And I only wish that we had more time to go into it, because there's so many questions. I think the Q&A was going to go on for way longer. And even afterwards, like, everyone was swarming the panelists.
Yeah, right. Everyone was
sure.
the panel, like, literally, they could tell they were kind of took one step, and then there was another five people. Another step, and then there was another six people. But great energy in the room.
Yeah. Yes, I remember one of the panelists, Adrian, he was, like, being mobbed because he works at Selfridges and he had loads of wisdom to share. He had everyone around him, and I just had to ask him something, and he was like, yeah, oh, please could you get me a drink? I'm just like, I'll come back. It was really good.
That speaks, and it's a testament to, as you said, number one, people feeling welcome, and like, actually the panelists are accessible, the panelists are relatable, and the information that they've given, like, people want more, like, they actually want how can I find out a bit more, can you tell me this, what's the best way for that. And also, I think people, well, I think we'll kind of talk about that as well, but we'll go on to it now, around the networking aspect and building the community aspect, because I think that was quite, I felt that was quite strong in the in-person event. It definitely felt like there was a community of Black entrepreneurs who were all kind of, like, striving to do better, and very open with one another and discussing and sharing and swapping details. So I guess, and you kind of said at the beginning as well, around kind of, like, culture, community, collaborations, it feels like it's an ethos of Jammy, and that's how you kind of like to work. So I guess, how or why is this kind of sense of community important and vital for Black businesses in being able to I guess get over those growth challenges that we all have?
I mean, it's important in at least two ways. I think, first of all, when I can remember when we started, myself and my sister had a lot of imposter syndrome. When you're building a business with no previous entrepreneur experience, it's like, where do you start? Like, just having people around you who have similar experiences, who can guide you in those when you need, like, their points of view, their insights as well. People are coming from business from all different perspectives, and so it's just a case of having a conversation half the time, and just seeing kind of how they can inspire you in that way. And also just, having peers who are going through the same as you is invaluable, especially when you're building and growing a business. And secondly, what we love about these networking events is that you never know how the person you're speaking to is going to positively impact your business. Like, Kalia told me very recently that someone had told her that at one of our events, they'd basically been introduced to someone, got talking, and that person became their accountant. It's those kind of connections that you never know, that are in the room, flying about. They could be your next move, basically.
Mm-hmm.
We all have so much knowledge and experiences to share. And especially within the Black community, where there's so many opportunities that we don't have in our reach yet. It's invaluable to work together and share our wisdom with each other in order to grow together.
Definitely. And do you know what? It's really good. I think maybe many, many, many years ago, many moons ago, you may not have been able to access these experts like we are now, and they've been so accessible. So people like Adrian are getting swamped by people because they have the opportunity. Why not? But it's quite strange to see, like, the transition that we probably wouldn't have had that opportunity to reach out to those people. And now our community are being able to talk to the people who are there, who are doing the thing. And they can get advice, seek advice, and get some education and gems from them as well. So it's a really good thing.
Yeah, I think as well, that's why representation is so important, like, across the world, but within business as well. Because, as you said, perhaps, maybe we might have seen a buyer for Selfridges like 10 years ago, but perhaps it wouldn't have been a Black man. I mean, we may have been speaking to founders of a hair care business. I've forgotten the lady's name. Is it Flora?
Flora and Curl, yeah.
But it might not have been a black woman, you know. So that's why really great to see us kind of, like, doing, you know, for us, by us, on those kind of panels with other communities, with allies who are also there
to kind of support Black businesses on their journey as well. Kirsten, were you going to ask this question?
I was.
So I was just going to ask Courtney, you know, from running these programs, what are some of the challenges that you see keep reoccurring from people who are attending? Are there kind of key things that as a community they struggle with in business?
I'd say a couple of things. So first of all, a lot of the businesses are solo founders or side hustlers. So it's a lot of the time it's a question of not having time or endless budgets or resources. This is actually particularly why I'm really excited for our operations workshop, which is coming up next, because it's really basically going to explain how to make the most of the time you do have and how to automate and outsource so that you don't have to be bogged down doing and it's taking up your time. But yeah, a lot of the time it's that, how do you, and I think this was what we wanted to really pinpoint when we were kind of writing up the briefs for these masterclasses. It's all well and good to have this knowledge about branding and about PR, but like, how can you as a solo founder implement it? If you don't have a big team, if you don't have a PR team or a marketing team, how can you make it happen for your business? So yeah, a lot of it for solo founders just don't have the time, are doing everything themselves. The other thing is, in general, it's finances, either not having funding or not knowing where to access it, or just not having that kind of financial literacy that like the most successful business owners have. And that's not anything to be ashamed of. That's normal. We don't learn that in school. But that also doesn't mean that you're kind of fine to go without it. Like, you know, the stuff like knowing how to do a profit and loss sheet or financial forecasting or just general money management. One of our September masterclass is going to be about that one. So that's, yeah, something to look forward to. It's just stuff like that. This is also partly why we partnered with Lloyd Bank on it, because they have that, obviously, the finance side. They are basically, the Black Entrepreneurs Program is about getting more finance opportunities in general, just general opportunities for Black-owned businesses.
Yeah.
And I think as well,
we're going to speak at the same time again.
You are right. It's not just Black founders or Black business owners who don't know, you know, as you said, might be about accountancy or doing a cash flow forecast. But what we do see is there's definitely a disparity in the resources that other communities have to like buy in an accountant. As I said, as a solopreneur, you're kind of trying to juggle plates and trying to do everything. But we don't, if I could just pay for my accountant to come and do all of this, I wouldn't have to worry about it and I could concentrate on X, Y, or Z. Sometimes we can feel a little bit inadequate because we're like, oh, are we the only ones that don't know how to do this? Well, actually, no, unless you've studied for 7 years and become a qualified accountant, not many of us know how to do it. But then I think that's where the kind of sense of community and collaboration kind of come in, because number one, we get to share resources and it's like, well, actually, I don't know how to do social media. You don't know how to do social media. Maybe we can pull together and get a social media assistant that can work on both of our businesses. Or I've got a great lady that does payroll. I can introduce you kind of like to her. So, I think I just echo what you said. Let's not beat ourselves up about it's that imposter syndrome, isn't it? Sometimes you feel a bit like, oh, I should know this and everybody else does and it's just me, when sometimes that's just not the case. That's just not the case.
Yeah. And just not even just about the skills, about you see other businesses kind of thriving, what it looks like on the outside, and you're like, oh, why aren't I there yet? But it's simply because you're one person. You only have a set of hours in the day. You're focusing on too many different things at once. You can't be everything. I remember having a conversation with one small business owner who was like, we were kind of joking about how, yeah, I'm the social media manager and I'm the accountant and I'm the strategist and da, da, da. It's only normal that you're not going to be able to make strides. You're just one person. Mm. That's like, you just have to accept yourself for that.
Yeah. So but then that's why these masterclasses are great, because like you said, we can learn actually what other strategies can we employ to kind of get geared for growth. See that?
Definitely. Yeah. There you go. And that's, how you've been working with Boys Back for a while. I mean, what's their input and how much do they get involved in things such as the masterclasses, and how do you find working with them in the partnership?
I think I asked before.
So, it's really good. We really enjoy working with Lloyds Bank. We started, I think, three or four initiatives we've worked with them on. It started, our first one was a pop-up shop about 2.5 years ago now. And then last year we did an initiative called the Rising Stars, where basically, I don't know if you saw, but there was an initiative called Black in Business, which got Black in Business on TV, which it was incredible. And we worked specifically with Lloyds Bank on, five Rising Stars from that application cohort were selected, and basically we worked with them to connect them with mentorships and also grant money. That was kind of, I think, our first foray with Lloyds Bank into kind of working on upskilling founders, the knowledge side of basically getting Black-owned businesses access to more knowledge in that way. And then this year with Geared for Growth. So it's been going really well. They kind of are happy to kind of let us take the lead. We kind of we discuss obviously what they'd like to get out of it, what our intentions are with the program as well. I'd say it's actually is very equal, but when we say we take the lead, we obviously we take the lead in terms of what's the word I'm looking for, because basically the getting it all done, essentially.
Essentially.
But we make sure we're always on the same page when it comes to the general outcomes that we want, kind of what our values are very much aligned.
And just going back, I'm probably going backwards a bit now, but the Black in Business, that was on Channel 4, was it? And if I am not mistaken, was it how many winners did you have? Was it
five winners?
Right, because I remember the one that I always remember is Dalgetty.
Well,
that's in my cupboard, like, you know, they're in my house. Oh my god, I've seen them before. Can you remember off the top of your head who the other four winners were? Is this like a test? Sorry.
It was Dalgetty Tees, Turmeric Co., Treasure Tress, Loki, and the final one was... Oh my God,
By the end of the program, by the end of this show, we will figure out who it is.
Yes, we were. Oh my God, that's gonna no. The Gym Kitchen.
Yeah. Well done.
Well done. Well done. Well done. Absolutely. You passed. A star.
But thank you.
Yes, I was gonna say you worked actually with quite a few kind of like big, like I would say, household names. So obviously we've got Lloyds Bank. You mentioned Channel 4. If I'm correct, was there like Airbnb?
Yeah.
Next as well. So I mean, like, you definitely earned your stripes. what kind of programs or projects was that? Were they kind of like accelerator programs or what was the work that you were doing there?
So with Pinterest back in 2021, we basically filmed a short film spotlighting three small business owners from the Black community. Mm-hmm. And their stories and their journeys. So it was a greetings card brand, Kitsch Noir. It was a rum and gin brand, Taxi Spirit Co. And it was an African print homeware brand called Bespoke Binny.
Nice.
So it was a short film, basically just to kind of kind of illustrate the stories behind the businesses, the people behind the businesses as well. So that was, I think that was our first really big, really exciting collaboration. And then Airbnb, we worked with them twice. First on a pop-up shop at the end of 2021. That was like a Christmas pop-up. And then at the end of 2022, they were kind enough to help us basically on a grant fund. So we had put together some research into how 200 Black business owners in the community expected to be affected by a recession if it came. So back in 2022, like obviously the startings of a cost of living crisis, things were very, very tough back then. We just wanted to kind of see what the tone was in the community. So we did our own piece of research, and the results were quite dire, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. A lot of business owners didn't feel like they had adequate access to resources, to finances. And long story short, we kind of took this data and we took it to Airbnb, who at the very end of the year basically came through with a £20,000 grant fund, which we were able to distribute to four Black-owned businesses at the start of 2023. That was another incredible milestone.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope you're celebrating all of these kind of wins and milestones as they go, because sometimes you said you're doing the work and you're so busy with the doing, like you don't really have time to stop and reflect and be like, no, actually we did that, like actually like, you know, that's something that we should be congratulating ourselves for. And I guess it doesn't have to be a big win with, you know, with a large multinational company. Just as entrepreneurs, as business owners, just people in life in general, like it's a really good idea to celebrate yourself when, you know what I mean, you've done something that you feel more proud of, or other people have said, oh, yeah, you remember when you did that? Sometimes just take the time to just enjoy.
Celebrate. Yes, absolutely.
Definitely. You're absolutely right. When you're living in it, I think it's hard to take a step back and actually see the magnitude of what you've achieved. I was on something else a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned, I was like, I think I just said it very matter-of-factly. Oh, yeah, £20,000 grant fund. And they're like, wait, what? And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess that's pretty big, actually.
And a bit as well, another thing that I guess, which is, I would say, has helped, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that, like you said, you did actually a survey. You spoke to 200 Black businesses. Obviously, you're kind of like prime position to have access to lots of Black businesses. But it seems like a lot of the campaigns, work that you do in, projects and programs that you're involved in, there's a lot of data. It's like it's data driven behind what you're doing, as much as the kind of, I guess, case studies and qualitative evidence is needed as well. You know, when you can actually crunch the numbers and see the figure, and you can actually see what actually there's a wide disparity between Black-owned businesses and non-Black-owned businesses, or even, you know, women in business versus men in business. When you've actually got the data behind it, I guess people sit up a little bit more and kind of take you a bit more seriously. Is that kind of like how you've found, or what has your experience been with that?
It's so true. So, first of all, part of the reason why we did the research in the first place is that we'd found that the data on Black-owned businesses was so sparse. There is some research that we've kind of used as a basis. So Lloyds Bank has their own one or two reports. The British Business Bank has another report. It's not just about Black-owned businesses, the British Business Bank one. It's about a wider range of ethnicities. But yeah, the data is just not there. And that is a huge issue when it comes to actually getting Black-owned businesses with support, because it's just not known what's needed.
Of course, yeah.
So what we kind of, I guess our strategy now is being like, look, here's the data, and here's what we can do to tackle it, basically, with Geared for Growth. What we say, we kind of use the existing data that shows that there's a huge disparity with Black business owners and other ethnic groups when it comes to access to finance and to like business advice, which can be knowledge, it can be network, and so on. That's the basis of Geared for Growth. I find it so funny that we didn't intend to do this. Like, but it's kind of like she keeps seeing the challenges and then be like, okay, how can we now confront them? It's actually not that we kind of started in 2016 with the plan. With
the yeah. Oh, you just wanted to give people discounts off Black
Friday. Yeah, like 30% off. Like, yeah. But it's like when we're faced with a data like this, how can we not do something? It's an art.
Yeah.
We've managed to get to a point where we've grown such a strong community. And faced with this data, we'd be like remiss. It would be an injustice if we didn't try to do something about it. So we tried to make a lot of the data better known to our customer facing community, our businesses, but most importantly, the organizations that have the power and the resources to help us make a difference. Those are the ones that need to know kind of the landscape that we're dealing with, basically.
I mean, do you think it's getting better? Is the data collection getting better than 2016? Is there a slight improvement? Have we still got a way to go in terms of that?
Yeah. So from my perspective, I know that, for example, Lloyds Bank is making a concerted effort to collect more data themselves. From our own intentions, the organizations that we work with, just as a way to improve the offering for next time. So whether initiative or competition or just opportunity that we have going for Black-owned businesses, how can we improve on it next time? What do businesses actually need? From our own perspective, we are very eager to work with these larger organizations in order to get the data in place. It's a huge undertaking, obviously, but very, very worth it. And not just us as well. There are other organizations within the Black community who have told me that they're interested in collecting the data ourselves, because when we have that research as a foundation, you just know where the community is at, what our needs and challenges are and our expectations, and we can build solutions from there.
Yeah, and I think it's invaluable that we are collecting the own data on ourselves. I think as a group of people, we're very used to research being done to us, for us. And I think it's really important, and I'm actually really pleased and proud that, as you said, there are quite a few kind of like Black-led business groups and organizations who are now involved in actually real hardcore research, bringing the stats, so that when anybody wants to say kind of like anything, we can be like, no, actually, we've done the research and we can do that. So we were at the Black Business Entrepreneurs Conference in July. So that was just last month. It feels like so much has happened since then. But I would say that the team there, Dr. Carlton Brown, like, has got a Bible literally like stacked full of statistics. If anybody is interested, there's also oh my gosh, kill me. What's Sherry Lee's Black Business Network again. They've done some research around supporting Black entrepreneurs, and it's in one way it's kind of comforting, because you're like, oh, we're all singing from the same hymn sheet, but in another way it's really disappointing because we're all saying the same thing, that actually there's just not enough. So hopefully with all of that we can start to make some noise or follow, galvanize the, I guess, the campaigns that are going, and just make it stronger. Like you said, unity, we're kind of like, our voices are louder together than kind of apart. So
definitely. Even the intent is exciting to see. What I know of one organization in the community doing is collecting data not just on businesses, but Black British consumer habits, which I think is invaluable knowledge for everyone.
Absolutely. So you did kind of mention about some future events. You've got another one in person, which... So for everybody that says, why is everything always in London? It's not in this one. So give people a little bit of an idea and a flavour of where you're going to be next, and how I can, I guess, get in touch, get involved.
So we are putting together our next event, part of Geared for Growth, and it's going to be in Birmingham. It's going to be on Thursday, the 10th of October.
Okay.
And I think I have that right, and I better have that right. I think I do. Yes. Thursday, the 10th of October in the evening. In the way that our previous event was themed around retail, this one is going to be themed around money management. Basically taking a look at the highs and lows of business, demonstrating how it's completely normal, like no need to panic. We want to create a safe space where people can, it's going to be a panel talk where the panelists can talk to attendees and attendees can feel comfortable to discuss and get more understanding around financial planning, basically, for their business. Like we said before, there's a longer way to go when it comes to financial literacy in the Black community, and that's absolutely fine. But in terms of general just money management and understanding what to expect when it comes to running a long-term business, that's what this event's going to be about. The venue is TBC, but we will publicize it as soon as it's all confirmed. That's on the 10th of October.
There you go.
Wonderful.
Not always in London.
We thought we'd do some for our Birmingham fam.
Yes, perfect. So as time's running out, we want to know what is next for Jammy. What are your future initiatives, programs? You know, what's going on?
So this week, me and this organization we're working with have been putting the beginning touches to an exciting initiative that we're going to launch next month, celebration of Black History Month. So Black business owners, this one's for you. You could be benefiting from it very, very soon. Can't say any more about it just yet. If you're eagle-eyed, then you'll know. It's basically a new and improved version of what we did last year. So very exciting.
Right.
And also next year, so we work with a media organization called Clear Channel to give 10 Black-owned businesses free advertising space, out-of-home advertising space. Yeah. We've done it. We've done two iterations since 2021. And next year is going to be our third one. So we want to go bigger and better. And we're just kind of, we're looking forward to that as well, because that's going to be really exciting.
Lovely. Wow. So things are waiting in the wings. I would definitely, if you're not already, I would be recommending anyone listening to follow the Jammy journey. How can people do that? What are your socials? How can people want to get in touch with you? What's the best way for them to be able to, especially maybe they're thinking of, oh, I would like, I've got products I want listed on the platform.
Yeah, so we are UK Jammy on all social media. So UKJAMII. Our website is lovejammy.com. So lovejammii.com. Sure. Just if you want to ever get in contact with us, just drop us a DM. We are very responsive. Just, ask any question, we'll reply to you.
Love it.
Perfect. Well, thank you for joining us, and we're very happy that you've turned 8. Congratulations again. And we look forward to what's coming next. And we're wishing you all the best, and send our love to the rest of the Jammy team.
Yes, please.
Will do. Yes.
Thank you very much.
We'll do that. But thank you once again for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's done. Guys, another fantastic, informative show this week. Goes so quickly. I know. Can you believe we're like literally on the finishing line of August? We're almost autumn.
Oh my God.
What happened to summer? I'm not even going to talk about summer. That was
don't even try it.
I'm not going there.
As I sweat in my studio right now.
I guess we start looking back the last quarter of the year.
No.
Push that last kind of real go get it.
Yes.
Look for
guys, we got it.
Hi, friends, we want. No, not really.
Go away, Rachel.
Not there yet. Not there yet.
We are not there yet. But guys, thank you for joining us this week. As always, you can listen back if you've missed it this week and go on to colourful.com. But guys, thank you for joining and stay tuned and keep it colourful.
The Business Mix Show.
First time you get my number, you told me I was all that you long for, but we couldn't get past the distance zone. Love you long time, baby. Love the way I drove you crazy. Hope the memories ain't fading. Please keep waiting. I just hope you keep. Under pressure, no, no, no. Like glue, I'm stuck beside you. I get sticky for you, risky for you, yeah. Find another girl, you won't find peace, no, no. You loyalty if you betray me, you are. You six feet what you want. Oh, I just hope you keep.
The drop, person with load money done they go. Me, I no swag, I no get it back. I mean, come on now, come on now.
If you jump slap, you go take Panadol. For the matter, they go like in Rojo, me Rojo. Aro,
I'm just a commoner. Kill us up, kill a bo. No bashel, I will up. Talon in motto, to low post. If when I catch you, you go no.
When you go man far away, far away, far away, you want to jaye like the boys from Maliku Wole. But waiting I know,
I'm just a commoner.
They say now you be benefactor, life changer, big spender.
Yeah, our money won't ban it la. Nobody want no. You say waiting, but waiting I know. I'm just a commoner.
My people come make I play you the cassette. Your life play your hand like a handset. But you know, get my new one like my set. You know, if you fight them for long, even if you get black belt. People will want to use you, you must get to. When your life yuri yuri like bracket. Baby, baby, so good to wow. Oh, Kalama. Ovisikoro, you like to spend all your money for biggie bamba. Me shag bana, koto de leo tila tom tom. Nobody you know, nobody you. No they do like assistant Holy Ghost. No they do like you hate enjoyment. You like enjoyment, and you want to join them, ma.
Me a follow with the corner for a dupo. Dem yapa, dem share you, dem fagbo. No they look up, no they look up, no they look up. No they look up like we know no you be a bolo.
Agora, Omuga, Sauga, Asiama, Utiama, Omugoma. But what did I do? I'm just a commoner now.
Come on, come on, come on.
I'm just a commoner.
Just a commoner.
Boston complexion is so hard to carry, but I'm so glad they got leave me heavy. Think the sky for my roots and my belly. All this black from my heart to this melody. All this black but the brain is so fine, man. No complaining, that song gets some pop, man. To my people, they don't have the microphone. It's my duty to rise and inspire them. Talk is all on our backs and it's tiring, but the strength is a thing to improve. I mean, life is like too short, wishing I knew more. Patience is key and the thing that I do for a living. I be Ali, riding, got them bodies scrolling. Robbie on me when I jump on the tempo. Gotta know what the goal is, far from the throne, to know where you're going and where you're from.
Pushing, I gotta push it. It's a burden to follow your truth. J'ai compris, on fait pas encore là. C'était pas sur ta voix, prends ton temps pour la trophée. Don't skip on the kick and the snare. The bass and the trumpet, the fight and the groovy. And you got it, you might have to prove it.
Just push it, man, gotta push it. Sky never been a limit, to be honest. Les poids des blessings, plus gros que la douleur. Mais j'ai espèce ma couleur. Check out the size of my scars. Scared I would made it this far. I got the struggle and the pain in mind. Jeez. Most the ones everywhere we are. Jeez. Go figure what's the going. Far from the throne, to know where you're going.
And where you from.
The road is
well.
Sweat, tears, love, pain, fear.
Tony Bana, Toboye, Toti Kalafa, obligé. Toko Luna, Mitsabe, Asalaka. On regarde tout ça quand on sera là-bas.
Yo, Matt, don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
kick
know,
that
man.
Old robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah,
crazy
bro,
Joy.
Down, just like Uniblab. Robotic kicking flab. Or flavor, bitter, batter, chitter, chatter, madder than the mad hat. I bet you buy. On my fatter, I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean, my man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks my only issue, I bet your mama miss you. And I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kicking out more harder than a dime. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes a brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mack's brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees and you'll be burning, begging, please. Brother Freeze, man's undisputed and deep-rooted. Folks smoke that leaves your brains booted. This bad MC with stamina like Bruce Jenner, the winner tasting MCs for dinner. You're crazy like that glue. That think that you can outdo my 1-2. That's sick like the flu. Shake 'em down, boy. I flip boy all the time. Cause boy, the rhyme you're kicking ain't worth a dime. Seems like there's no competition in this rap world expedition. You come around and knock you out position.
Knock 'em out.
No flame could ever dig a grave. Both the Mac, the power pack in black, make you see man crap. And here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Mac's a brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max brand new flavor in your ear. Ha! The Max dope with more hope than the Pope. But for MCs, more knots than rope. I'd like to break it down, down breaking, forsaken laws of MC shaking with this track that my man's making. MCs will run like a bomb threat, I bet, what? Or better yet, make you sweat, getting hotter than the sun get. Yeah. Craig Mack is the flame that bumps from here to Tibet. Boy, I break all rules with my action, that the Max sends the MC stop relaxing. This brand new sheriff that's in town, getting down, leaving bodies buried in the ground. I set up rhymes for a decoy down for bad boy, watch the M's not destroy. And here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear. It's time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking brand new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Ha!
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Fresh out the gate again, time to raise the stakes again. Fat my plate again. Y'all cats know we always play to win. GNG to the stars, son. Haters took the shit too far, son. So that's all for you. I'm wiping out your whole team. Ow, splatter your dreams with lyrics to shatter your schemes. The badder you seem, the more lies you tell. The more lies you sell. Now by surprise you fell into my death trap, right into my clutches. Stupid, you know the guard must bless every single mic he touches. I've suffered just so I can return harder. Wanna be this shit starter. I'll make you a martyr, I'll make you famous. Turn around and make you nameless. Cause you never understood how vital to me this rap game is. Save it and hold that, you catch a hot one. Rhymes will chase a fake down soon as I spot one.
Clip, do you wanna mess with this? Gangsta, one of the best yet. I'm nice like that. It's all good, in this business of rap. Full clip, do you wanna mess with this? Gangsta, one of the best yet. I'm nice like that.
So I suggest you take a rest. So if you stand in my way, I'ma have to spray. Learn that if you come against me, son, you're gonna have to pray. Since back in the day I held the